Padres hunt the wild card, Wave stay alive, and a close look at what enrollment numbers don't prove. The Padres entered the week at 72-62, sitting second in the NL West, with the Dodgers' divisional lead making the wild card the realistic postseason path. With the final month of the regular season underway, every series carries direct playoff implications. The stakes carry added weight for the team's new ownership group, Jose Feliciano and Quanza Jones, whose $3.9 billion purchase was ratified by MLB on August 24, are watching their first full month of ownership intersect directly with a legitimate postseason chase. The San Diego Wave, meanwhile, kept their NWSL playoff hopes alive with a 4-2 win over Utah. Trinity Byers scored twice, and Melanie Barcinas also found the net, buying time heading into the final weeks of the regular season. San Diego Unified's Chromebook restriction policy went fully live across all 175 district schools, serving more than 100,000 students. YouTube is now blocked by default unless a teacher actively enables it, non-instructional gaming has been eliminated, and device carts have been removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. The board passed the policy 5-0. The district also reported that its summer enrollment push brought in 3,033 new students, more than double its annual recruitment target of 1,309, deployed across 52 in-person enrollment hubs. More than 71% of 2026 graduates were deemed college or career-ready. SDSU, separately, reported a record 124,000-plus applications for the incoming class, driven by improving research rankings and students priced out of UC campuses. The enrollment figures warrant scrutiny, however. The district's own framing identified the October average daily attendance report, not August enrollment headcount, as the true test of whether the summer push translates into sustained funding. State funding is generated by attendance, not enrollment. A student enrolled in August who stops attending regularly by October produces no lasting financial benefit to the district. San Diego Unified has faced years of enrollment decline, competing for students with charter schools, private institutions, and neighboring districts. A net gain of more than 3,000 students in a single summer is historically unusual, and sustaining it requires that families' September and October experience matches what drew them to enroll. Several additional uncertainties complicate the celebratory framing. The composition of the new enrollees matters. Students transferring between San Diego Unified Schools count toward the headcount but do not represent genuinely new investment in the district. Without breakout data on where these students came from, the net effect on the district's competitive position remains unclear. Additionally, the 71% college or career-ready graduation rate, while noteworthy, means 29% of 2026 graduates did not meet that benchmark, a substantial number in a district of this size. The October ADA report, expected this fall, is the concrete indicator to watch. A gap of more than 5 or 6% between August enrollment and October daily attendance would suggest the summer numbers are not translating into sustained community commitment to the district.